This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's time for our weekly talk radio roundup, a review of the hot hits in the news talk radio world. This hour accompanies the official talk radio countdown show with Michael Harrison. Joining me, Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles and The Good Day Show, Jay Kirshner from The Good Day Show, and Doug Steffens joining me from The Good Day program as well. So here we are, all of us together, one big happy, one big happy bunch, if you will. All right, so the charts this week start... Depending on whether we want to start at the bottom or the top, sometimes I like to start at the top, and I was actually intending to start on the top, but I think we'll go to number 10 and work our way backwards, because number 10 is all about the severe weather. California is Jennifer's home, my part-time home. I'll be there this weekend. I hope it's going to be better than the weather that I experienced when I was there last weekend.
Well, it's going to be different. There's actually an atmospheric river. You know, I love all these terms that they come up
with. Yes, right. Yeah.
It's raining again in California. And what's problematic about that, I've been spending a lot of time talking about the community that's in San Bernardino, the San Bernardino Mountains, the communities of Big Bear, Arrowhead, and Crestline.
Somebody get killed in an avalanche there?
I don't know if there was an avalanche, but 12 people already have died.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm looking. Yeah,
it was really gross. It was being grossly unprepared. We knew that this storm was coming. We get snow in California. This area gets a lot of snow. They're skiing up there, but we got so much snow in such a short amount of time that people were trapped into their homes, and then the snow plows would come and actually build up more snow walls for them. People died of gas leaks because they were without power. Their gas meters froze. They cracked. People were asphyxiating in their homes. And what really looked awful is that our governor, Gavin Newsom, went to Mexico during all of this while people were freezing to death in their homes. Literally, it just came out late Thursday evening. Finally, Gavin Newsom asked for a national state of emergency so that we can get national resources and FEMA up there to help these people. You've got Chef Jose Andres, who does a great job. He's been sending food up there, but we don't have our own governor doing it. So finally, on late Thursday evening, he asked for that declaration from the Biden administration.
Okay, so take note, folks. Jennifer Horn says something critical about the governor of California. It is a shocking reality that.
No, but think about the optics, though. He wants to be president.
Yeah,
you've got people freezing to death. You don't go to Cabo. I'm sorry. No. It just doesn't
look
good.
Sure you do. If you're cold, you go to Cabo.
Nice.
That's cold. Let's warm ourselves up. You know, in league with this, I'm in Salt Lake as we're doing the program this week, and the snow here is unbelievable. And there's another snowstorm that's headed in here today or in the next couple of days. And the number of roofs, my friend Jack Stockwell, who has a home up on top of one of the mountains, his roof's leaking like a sieve because the water, the snow gets in underneath the frozen ice, and that's causing a problem. And then there are roof collapses because the snow is so heavy and there's so much of it. And yet I was sitting on the plane with somebody coming out here last night that is an avid skier, and the reason she moved out here is because of how great the skiing is. And so she works during the week, she travels, and on the weekend she comes home and skis. And apparently there are a lot of people, the population of Park City and some of these other areas, Ogden, have grown tremendously in people who are coming and spending the winter here. For me, I'd like to do what Gavin Newsom does when it's cold. I want to go where it's warm.
You want to go to Mexico, huh?
Yeah, well, I don't want to go to Mexico. Number 9 this week, as a matter of fact, is a reason not to go to Mexico. The Mexican cartel that was responsible for kidnapping and killing those Americans has turned over. This is not the Mexican government, folks. This is the drug cartel.
Might as well be the government.
Well, but the cartel was saying that, hey, we had no part of this. The members of this cartel acted on their own merit. This is all on them. It basically signed, sealed, and delivered them with a handwritten note of apology.
That is such a joke, though. What a joke. Because what's happening... Well, the cartels have taken over. And see, this is the issue. So the cartels, especially in these border areas, have taken over. The government's out. If the government's there at all, they've already got intermixed with the cartels, right? And literally, Mexico has let this happen. So then you have these four people from South Carolina go missing, whatever it was, mistaken identity, however it was. Two of them end up dead. One of them's pretty significantly injured. Another one survives. They all get returned. The bodies come back, everything. And people are now putting some attention on it. So the Mexican president said, oh, enough with this. You know, he feels the heat because people are actually paying attention to the fact that Americans can go missing. That's not great for their tourism, right? People are going to think twice about going in there. And so then the pressure goes on the cartels. So how convenient. They write an apology letter? Give me a break. Yeah. If you're going to write an apology letter, how about for the fentanyl and all the drugs and all the other people that you kill, rape, and murder?
Well, and that's probably why they turned these people over, because they don't want them sniffing around, anyone sniffing around, authorities sniffing around, and find something else.
Yeah,
they're looking for these people, here you go, go away.
We're pressured probably by like, okay, enough of this bad publicity, do something. So there was a scapegoat. In fact, when the federales turned up, whoever it was that came to arrest these guys, the cartels had totally cleared out. There was just one poor schlub sitting in front of this shed where all these people were being kept and their bodies were being held. And they make a convenient arrest on somebody who's unarmed standing in front of a shed. I mean, it's just, it's like a movie. It's like a scene from a movie.
Childish. It really is. You look at all of these things that are going on down there, and then you scratch your head because there's an ancillary story that goes with this. The number of people that are drug traffickers that are coming across our border, the outrage that people ought to feel, the political way of angling or dangling this whole business in front of us. I saw a justification this week for letting people, one person wrote an op-ed piece in one of the Boston newspapers about why we should be letting more people into our country, because the birth rate among white Americans has gone down so significantly that business is not going to be able to continue to grow if we don't have a higher, you know, if we don't bring more people in the country to do business. So the justification for bringing all of these crooks, murderers, rapists coming across the border, not all of them are that, for sure. Some of them are well-intentioned, but they certainly get mixed in. And besides, whether they're good people or not isn't the question. What they're doing is illegal, against the law, and ought to be stopped. And it was stopped. I give Jennifer her due when it comes to Trump. At least when he was president, all of this stuff wasn't happening. So you got to wonder, what's the motivation on the part of the people who are in charge now of letting all of these people into our country? What motivates them? Is it just that they will vote for them? Is it to increase the population so business is good and people are buying goods and services?
My theory is?
Of course I do. That's why I started this.
They want to grow the big cities. So they want to take away every poverty finds its way to the city center, right? And so you grow poverty, you grow the city size. That creates, yes, in one way, more voters, but it also allows for government to have growth and get bigger because people need to be taken care of. And so a bigger government means that politicians can find themselves in unlimited power, right? Because they start to grow. You get more people addicted to government, and then government takes over. So
that's what it is. It's an addiction. It's an addiction. Being attached to the government, whether it's for Social Security, whether it's for Medicaid, whether it's for any number of aid things. As I'm a farmer, I see all of the government programs to help bolster the farmers. If they just leave everybody alone and get out of their face, you know, all of this focus on the environment and having all these programs on the farms, it's not the family farmers who are responsible for this. Family farmers, all of them that I know anywhere around the country, are very conscious of how they're caring for their land. After all, that's their livelihood. So why would they let it go all to hell? But yet the big corporate agribusinesses that really don't care about anything except the bottom line want farmers to produce as much as possible, no matter what expense. And so that's where you see all
really
these
rough stuff. You bring that up, because the farmers who farm along the border are screaming and nobody hears them. They've got people who come and die, who squat on their property. There was one guy that we talked to on my morning show who had someone who was firing at his family with a shotgun.
Shooting.
And so he returned fire and actually shot the guy, and now he's in prison. I mean, there's just some really, really crazy stuff that's coming. And there's a national security element to it, too. When you've got the door open, you don't know who is coming in.
Yep. That is for sure. And so all of this stuff continues. And meanwhile, why would you go to Mexico on vacation? I know, Jennifer, I mentioned you yesterday when we were talking about this. When you weren't here, how many times you've gone down to Cabo and some of these other places on the west coast of Mexico, because Americans love to go there. I've been in Mexico once in my life for 4 hours, crossing the border from San Diego into Tijuana. That's the only time I've ever been there, and I have absolutely no desire to go to Mexico for anything. I suppose part of it is this sort of thing, but the other thing is it's the total disregard they have for America and Americans by letting this stuff happen. They could fix this. Now, wasn't there a bill or somebody put forth an idea this week? I think it was Lindsey Graham who suggested that we send troops into Mexico? And, it was Lindsey Graham. I'm pretty sure about that earlier in the week.
Yes, he did.
Right. Let's send in American troops into Mexico. And that was before this kidnapping and killing of the Americans. That was the day before. Almost instinctively, like, he knew something was going to happen like this. But, if they're going to attack, this is an attack. They're attacking our country. So we need to fight back. And these people that are in charge aren't going to do that. So I guess you're not going to probably get them to send the military there. And maybe that's a little overcook of the situation. But still, under the circumstances, come on. Jeepers, it's, I don't know, am I being dramatic about this?
Between that and Afghanistan, those are the two biggest missteps of the administration trying to move away from what Trump wanted to do. And at what cost? It's a cost to us, not to Trump.
Well, that's a whole other thing. One of the things on the agenda for our story list this week are the people running for president. Very interesting. Who's showing up on the Republican side and the Democratic side to run. It's 18 after. This is the Talk Radio Review.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night. Until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your engine against sludge and wear with a synthetic oil change. O'Reilly Auto Parts has 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $35.95. Plus, get 2x O Rewards points. Our professional parts people can recommend the supplies you need, including a filter, funnel, shop towels, drain pans, and more. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
I have
had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Now 23 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here to go through at this moment in time, because each hour of the Good Day program during the week, at this point in the hour, we go into social media trending things, often about celebrities. Is Pete Buttigieg a celebrity? I guess in a manner of speaking, many politicians look at themselves, or they become celebrities. Look at all of the attention that's paid to the life and times of these characters on both sides who go way beyond what the scope is of what they're supposed to be doing. Whether they're elected officials, Pete was the mayor of South Bend, then he ran for president, and he presented himself well. And a lot of people, I actually was one of them, who thought he was the one who presented himself best among the Democratic candidates. But he has no substance. He has style, and he has knowledge, but he apparently, as we are finding out pretty dramatically, that he doesn't have much else going for him. So there's a lot of yak about him resigning. And so the question that Jay has asked on social media is whether or not the calls for him to resign are warranted. And please explain. So what do we have there, Jay?
Well, yeah, there's been a lot of people saying that he needs to resign immediately. On Twitter, it seems like everybody who answered they're stepping up to bat for Pete Buttigieg. Dr. Laura DeVoe says it's clear that he has inherited a department of longstanding and hardworking individuals who are hungry for more support and a visionary leader. He is doing an incredible job at Wonkamobile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wonk, wonk.
I'll have what she's having, that one over
wonk,
there.
Wonk, wonk. Right. Okay, excuse me, Jake. Please.
At Wonkamobile says, I think he's doing a really good job, and I'm following DOT closely. The infrastructure bill, the consumer protections advancements in aviation, the focus on pedestrian safety, the antitrust move, the moves, and more stuff. It's a shame how politicized it's all
become. It has become politicized, but I'm not aware of any of these things. Where has the promotion been? Where's the news been? Where's the focus been on these things? The Transportation Department has been one of those things, I'll grant you that, over the years it's just been a cesspool of people, phony politicians or has-beens get thrown in there, and you know they just spend the rest of their career doing nothing. And that's why the infrastructure is as bad as it is. So, yeah, there's a bill to improve it, that whether he came up with it or somebody else in the Biden administration came up with it. But it's just like everything else. It's spending money to fix a problem that we shouldn't have in the first place. Now, granted, it's not Pete's problem, but if he were really more inspirational, he'd come up with a way to fix the infrastructure other than just doing it the same way it's always been done.
Here's kind of the deal with the infrastructure. The bill that the Biden administration put together spent so much time talking about green initiatives and money for green initiatives that it doesn't really rebuild all the stuff that's crumbling. I mean, California, after a rain, we've got potholes and sinkholes and all kinds
of
craziness.
Good God,
right, and they're more concerned about electric vehicle chargers. So that's number one. Number two, it's not just the roads that he's responsible for. Of course, that's not all of his fault. It's about what the preparedness of preventing problems. We've had a port that was jammed up so that the supply chain was completely broken. We had flights grounded for the first time since 9/11 under Mayor Pete's duty. We've had derailments like crazy. We've had these chemical burns. These are the problems that he needs to be responding to, not necessarily it's his fault if there's a pothole in the road.
No, well, it's not his fault these things are happening, but where are you when it comes to leadership? This lady is pointing out that she thinks he's been a good leader, and we're just pointing out that we think that maybe he needs to be more mature or whatever it is. Advancements in aviation,
whenever there's the State of the Union, it should not be the president speaking on, whoever the president is at the time, speaking on all of these things. It should be the secretary of the departments giving their own address. And
like a board meeting. That's
yes,
a cool
exactly.
idea, Jay. I like that.
Yeah, that is a good idea. There's one more good idea for Jay. All right, what else have we got here for comments?
Pegacorn 13, it says, Pete has crisscrossed the country to deliver to local communities and leaders. And the tangible goods of the Biden administration's infrastructure investments and jobs, all
it's
the good stuff.
Money.
He's an amazing domestic ambassador.
Okay, thank you. Well, thoughts on Pete. 28 past the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Hours before Norfolk Southern CEO Alan Shaw appeared before Congress yesterday, another of the rail operators' trains derailed in Alabama between Atlanta, Georgia, and Birmingham. Miles Shambly is the Director of Emergency Services for Calhoun County.
We received notification from 911 that there was a Norfolk Southern train derailment in the Iron City community. There's approximately 30 train cars that were involved in that. There was no injuries, no fire, no road blockages with it.
Chinese leader Xi Jinping was awarded a third five-year term as the nation's president today, putting him on track to stay in power for life at a time of severe economic challenges and rising tension with the United States and others. The endorsement of Xi's appointment by the ceremonial National People's Congress was a foregone conclusion. Lance Pry, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
The Doug Line's available. You have the opportunity right now to talk about what matters to you, your thoughts, your opinion. Let's have it. Jay and I are ready, willing, and able to hear, and more importantly, the audience wants to know what you're thinking. They want to hear it in your voice. So let's go, Jay.
Have your voice heard and join the conversation by calling the Doug Line.
855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Now 34 past the hour. This is the weekly talk radio roundup. We do this every week at this time. We, when I say we, I mean the likely presence of Jennifer Horn and Jake Kirshner here to add fuel to the flames of insurrection. And we're going to have an insurrection here. Jennifer and Jay are going to take over the program, and I'm going to get tossed out. What do you think of that?
Been suspended. No, you're going to have to serve your suspension on Monday.
Without pay. Yes, thank you. All right, let's go back to Pete. Pete's one of my favorite targets this week for number of reasons. Yeah, right. We have some more comments, actually, and I wanted not to give these folks short shrift when it came to folks that went in I've captured some of your thoughts about Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Which, again, every time I pronounce his name, I know I'm doing it wrong, but I don't. I guess I don't care. It's maybe it's like somebody saying Doug Stephen. Is that right?
Do you want to go through like how Trump? Remember when Trump was running and he had to struggle to say his name? He would say boot edge edge.
Boot edge edge. Okay, boot edge edge. So anyway, we've got a couple more comments that I'd like you to pass along, Jay, if you will, on Mayor Pete, and then I want to talk about I think back to Lindsey Graham again. He has called for on the floor of the Senate. And I think somebody else has called on the floor of the House for his resignation. You're not going to get it, but it's an interesting... Mike Collins of Georgia has called for his immediate resignation. Lindsey Graham has called for his... saying, oh, somebody on the House floor, somebody on the Senate floor, calling for his immediate resignation. Quote, Collins said, he has abandoned his department's mission of improving the safety, technology, and efficiency of our infrastructure in favor of promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. So that sort of flies in the face of what one of our listeners said. Actually, a couple of listeners who went to the trouble of responding to our questions. Thank you very much. And they have an entirely different point of view on Mayor Pete. So you got somebody, all these things that I see is that he's doing a great job. Right?
Yeah,
we didn't have anybody who said...
Well, and so these came from Twitter, and another one, at DK Patty Cakes, I think he's doing a great job elevating something people called an obscure position and making people think of how intertwined all of this really is. But then, since we have been speaking about this, a few came in with Facebook, too. Patrick Godfrey, on the complete opposite side, says he's MIA, which I think that's also a sentiment a lot of people have. And Tim Lowe chimes in, tell me again how quickly he arrived at the first train derailment and how quickly he got those residents in the area some disaster relief. It's sad that a former president can get there and distribute supplies quicker than our current government.
Interesting. Somebody said he's a real political talent. Well, that's kind of, he's supposed to be an administrator, not a politician. Secretariats are administrative positions, not political. Oh, they're not supposed to be political. That's not how they were envisioned.
Jennifer. He kind of reminds me of Gavin Newsom here in California, where they look good, they sound good, but when it comes to actually getting to work, they can't. And so that's one piece. I think that's why we all thought he was kind of like a rising star, because he performed really well during the debates and when he was running for president, and people, you know, he became like this up-and-comer. But when you actually put him to work, I think it's been really disappointing, and I think it's actually taken probably some of the points away from him. I mean, obviously, our friends on Twitter are think differently. But I think, by and large, I always kind of use my mom, because she's my liberal beacon. But she loved Mayor Pete. She loved him. And now she's
I
think he's come down a few notches. You know, because so it's disappointing, I think. I think there is a tarnishing of what could be his future.
All right. Number six on the story list is the presidential race and contenders. And the reason I bring it up now is because I want to get to some of these other thoughts also from social media, Jay, that you've culled out of the people who've responded to various things this week. But to go back to Mayor Pete for a moment, going beyond the resignation calls and the lack of getting anything done in the transportation department, he's prominently thought of as a real contender for the presidency in 2024. And it looks more and more like Joe Biden's wife, who's going to make the decision. It's apparent that it's very apparent she's the one making the decision, not Joe. And it looks like she's not looking too favorably on having Joe run again. And if I were his wife, I probably wouldn't either, for any number of reasons. But at any rate, some of the other people that have been mentioned, Governor Whitmer of Michigan, this week she got a bill passed, which I thought was quite, we were talking about it earlier, Jennifer. It was a bill that went through the House and the Senate in Michigan to void all of the abortion bans that had been on the books since the 1930s, I think, Jay, wasn't it? The 1930s, maybe even earlier than that. So this allows for people to have they weren't being enforced, but this is a symbolic measure, I think, as much as anything else, to get these things changed. And you see a lot of these in the blue states. That's what's going to happen. And it, you know, back to pitting the red states against the blue states. And when I look at some of these things, the Republicans are always attached to the negative side of this, or what's perceived to be the negative side of it. And I think that we actually, Jay and I got into this earlier, Jennifer, talking about, we didn't get into it, we agreed, or, you know, to a point. I'm not a believer in abortion, as you know. You've heard me talk about that over the years. I don't like to make it a big deal, and I don't like to talk about abortion on the air, because the conversation goes no place. So why waste your time talking about it, except, okay, on an occasion when something like this happens.
Well, it's a really emotional issue on both sides, right? The people fighting for life are emotional. The people fighting for choice are emotional. And it is hard to have a productive conversation, because it's rare people change their minds.
Yep, right, exactly. All right, so anyway, that's happening.
Which is why, by the way, I think the beauty of the ruling that was this last year, bringing the power back to the states, is appropriate so that the people's voice can be heard in each individual location.
Mm-hmm. And that's why that's for those of you who don't remember or don't know, that's why these states are taking the initiative and the action, as they are in Michigan this week. But most states have taken it up, whether it's plus or minus or for or against, it's being done. So, yeah, back to home rule. All right, Jay, let's go back to some of the other hot topics, things that are on the list this week, including number four, the lab leak. Man, oh, man, I saw this and I just smiled because you remember, Jennifer, the very first day, and Jay, you and I, we all
talked
about this.
Doug, I was thinking about you all week long. People lost stuff for saying things like this.
I lost $86,000 worth of business.
Yep.
Because I called it the Chinese virus and was very descriptive about where it came from. It was very apparent to me. And I got this actually from Uri Geller more than anything else. He went through the process, and he's very psychic and he's very tuned in. When that virus was transported from Wuhan to Milan, which is supposed to go, it was originally supposed to go to Iran. And it got, that's why Italians had a real problem with it, because it got loose. It wasn't properly sealed. And so the virus got out in Italy, and that was why they were one of the first countries that had a big problem with it. But it was very clear that this is something, and the construct of having it done, and Tony Fauci being up to his ears, why this guy isn't in jail at this point is beyond me. He's number five on the people list, by the way. This week, I just
this just makes me outraged, because I was like locked down in my home because I chose not to get a vaccine and I couldn't do things. I live in Los Angeles. Things were closed down. It just it absolutely is infuriating. We were lied to. So for what? So that Tony Fauci could protect the fact that he was doing gain of function research outside of his role with the government? Or is it that people were enriching themselves to bring up big pharma? Or is it because people were working with China to annihilate some of the population in the world? Like, what's going on here?
Pretty obvious.
And how long has this been in the works? Has it been done before, and is it going to be done again?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's just gone.
Hello. Ding, ding, ding. All right. So a couple of other people, will you go to the comments about Dougie?
Yeah, Charlene Smith says, well, Dougie already called it on the COVID leak, which I agree that it was and still is the Chinese government and scientists that started it. M. York says, already said / thought COVID was man-made, playing with the original SARS virus. Just look at how fast the shot came out.
Mm-hmm.
And then also touch on a different hot topic, that the 24 race will be another circus like the last two.
Yep, that's for sure. Although Trump is being sidelined more and more and more all the time for various reasons. This week, because the bad news coverage.
I was
going to
say, don't believe everything that the news coverage did.
Well,
there.
But there's, yeah, but
it's how
still,
we get burned on that all the time.
He gets, well, but there's going to be, it looks like there's going to be a criminal indictment, or at least that's what the New York Times and that ilk want you to believe, because they're cheerleaders for that stuff in the first place. All right, let's see.
Well, speaking of Trump and TikTok, which is also in the news, Trump was against TikTok when he was in office fighting against it.
Yep. TikTok should be banned. That's number seven. And never mind a proposal. Ban it now.
Finally, some other people in Congress are coming to the table on that. They're spying on everything through TikTok. It is so crazy. Yeah.
Ban it today. Now. No discussion, no debate. Ban it now. All right, now, let's see. Number one this week are relationships with China. This is the weekend of the Oscars. And so there are a lot of people who have signed a petition to remove an actor from Hong Kong. His name is Donnie Yen, as an Oscar presenter, because he is supporting the Chinese government. Now, this is a no-no for the Taiwanese, for sure, but the people, even though Hong Kong is part of China, this guy's gone out on a limb. So here's another one of these people, and how many influential people like this who have come over here from China, who are actors or whatever, do we trust any of them anymore? The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences hasn't commented on the petition. He's recognized as an action star. I'm trying to remember who he is, and I don't. Probably if I saw a picture of him, he's been as an. You know, he's like.
Well, he's been outspoken about his support for the Chinese government.
Yeah, well, why not? They keep him. He's like Jackie Chan, the star of lots of Chinese movies, as well as made a lot of money doing it. And so he's a martial arts guy, and that's what you expect, I think, from a lot of the Chinese actors. But then he was named as a presenter for the awards. Again, the wokeness of, is that what it is? Is that wokeness? Go and get a Chinese guy to be a presenter. We've got to have more black people. We've got to have more Chinese.
More representation.
Well, and the petition's calling for him to be removed as a presenter at the Oscars actually originated from people from Hong Kong.
Oh, did it?
Over a lot of the protests that have
Where are the people in America that should be on top of this? Where are people?
You're talking about the crowd that loved Harvey Weinstein and whatchamacallit, Roman Polanski, right?
Polanski,
I mean,
it's
the same crowd that would, like, lift these guys up.
Yeah, well, get rid of them. Get rid of him. I'll start that year. Get rid of Down with Yen. All right. 48 past the hour. On the overview, what's going on in News Talk Radio world?
Everyone loves TV Dad.
On the next TV Dad, presented by Progressive, TV Dad explains becoming a man.
Son, it's time we had the talk.
Okay, TV Dad.
You know, drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Oh, is that why my voice is changing?
That's a question for your health teacher.
Listen to your TV Dad. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th Gen Intel Core processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Friday. Our visit from this is our guaranteed respite from the rest of the world. Nick Miles is here from OurAutoExpert.com, and we're going to talk. He's on a trip. He's always on a trip, but he's got to focus on some new Mercedes, among other things. We're going to talk about that in a second. If you're in the market for a new car and you want to make sure that it's a good investment, then look to Kelley Blue Book's 2023 Best Resale Value Award. These winners will bring you around so that you know that you're getting the most out of your vehicle when it's time to sell it. Andy Solomon would like to explain a little bit more as to how this works.
I'm Andy Solomon. Many new car buyers do not realize that depreciation often is the greatest expense incurred by drivers during the first 5 years of vehicle ownership. Kelley Blue Book put together its 2023 Best Resale Value Awards to help car buyers understand which new vehicles should best hold their value over time. Matt Deegan, editor for Kelley Blue Book, has more.
An average 2023 model year vehicle will retain less than half of its original value after 5 years of ownership, whereas Kelley Blue Book's top 10 Best Resale Value Award winners will retain on average about 10% more.
Understanding a car's resale value down the line can make the difference of hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars in the long run.
Shoppers who buy a 2023 model from Kelley Blue Book's Best Resale Value brand and luxury brand winners can be confident their vehicle will retain its value well over time.
To see the 2023 Kelley Blue Book Best Resale Value Award winners, go to KBB.com.
All right, so now Nick Miles joins us from Asheville, North Carolina. There's a big Dodge convention there, or whatever else goes on in Asheville. I think Asheville is one of the pretty, one of the most beautiful. I was going to put beautiful and pretty together as one word. It's a great American community.
Absolutely.
So, having a good time. Let me just go back to the depreciation thing for a second before we talk about Mercedes.
Yeah.
The fact that half of the cars lose half of their value in 5 years. Has that always been the way it is, or is this something new because there are more models, they're expensive? What would enter into?
It's been the same.
It has.
Yeah, it's been the same, Doug, but it's all the market's driven by consumer need, right? So the pandemic kind of screwed up a lot of those numbers because people were having a hard time getting vehicles. But there are certain vehicles that do not lose their cachet. You can think of things like the Jeep Wrangler. That is the least depreciating vehicle that you can buy new. It still holds about 75% of its value after 5 years. Toyota trucks, the little Tacoma, that's super popular. There are other cars like the Dodge Challenger and Charger. They are super popular and they hold their value. But for the cars that are kind of like toasters, your Honda Civics, those type of vehicles, you know, 5 years.
Cars like toasters.
Years, people, well, you know, they're appliances, right?
Yeah.
After
I know
5 years, they're done.
They have no cachet. They have no sex appeal. They're just a piece of tin on four wheels with a motor in it. That's all they are. And that's okay. If that's what you need a car for, then go for it. That's fabulous. But don't expect it to perform. It'll just be there when you need it to be there. Hopefully it'll always start and it'll go and you'll live happily ever after. Okay, so I wanted to talk about that for a second. Let's go to where you are now and what you've been studying this week, which is basically autonomous cars, what they're doing. And I said Mercedes has the most capable car when it comes to running itself, apparently even more so than a Tesla. Is that so? Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, absolutely. Mercedes is the only car company in the United States that has legal level 3. That is hands off the wheel, eyes off the road, and feet off the pedal. So you don't even have to look at the road now with these new Mercedes vehicles that are starting to come into market at the end of this year. And it's state-by-state licensing, right? So Nevada and California have licensed them. But here's the big thing that most people don't know about autonomous cars, Doug, and is super, super scary. Ford just filed a patent. And that patent that they have actually publicly said they may not actually use, but that patent allows your autonomous car, if you fail to make payments on the car, slowly turn off things in the car, like air conditioning, like cruise control. It will start beeping at you if you do not make your car payment. And finally, if you still neglect to make your car payment, this vehicle will drive itself to an impound lot. Now, this is what America didn't sign up for.
There you go. Okay. The new world order when it comes to car repos. The repo man just has a button. That's it. All right. Well, this is an interesting reality. Nick Miles, our autoexpert.com here on the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.